But I thought at one stage there was a danger that Maitrapala Sennaika would leave the party with CP.
No, he never left. Maitrapala would never have left because there's nowhere else to go. He was in the UNP.
He moved here. Yeah, but he could go back.
Oh, yeah.
He's married to Ranji.
UNP?
Yes.
I don't, he can't, he has gone far too much. It is the UNP, so he can't go back. He won't, he will never return.
Because someone in the UNP, a doctor, told me that they were expecting him to cross.
Cross over and go to UNP?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think if anybody expected that, it's very foolish. That would never have happened.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't R.G. Sennanayake been a difficult party member? Not R.G.
Yes?
Hasn't he been a difficult party member? Not easy to control?
R.G.
Sennanayake.
Yes?
Hasn't he been a difficult party member?
Very difficult. Extremely difficult. R.G. Sennanayake would have gone very far. It's not for that weight of it.
What was his attitude to the coalition? He's opposed to it.
But you were talking the last government, wasn't you?
Yes, that's true.
The last government.
No, but I was wondering whether within the party he tried to create any...
He is not in favor of coalition. That I know.
One last question, Mr. Jayasurya, about the delimitation commission.
Yes.
In the Horana area,
yes.
Are you satisfied with the way they changed the constituency in 59? I know you are not a sitting MP, you know the area.
Well,
all right.
Yes, because originally Horana chief included the whole of Raigam Coral and a part of Paduk and Vagat, which is a sort of a entirely different place for us. There is not much of, we cannot say there is much of interest between the Raigam Coral and the Paduk and Vagat. You see, that's when I represent us. And you know, that's enormous area, far too much for one member.
That's in the state council.
Mm-hmm.
State council.
Yes.
No.
In parliament also.
Ah, in parliament
also. Then they took off one VC division from Raigam Coral, you see, and attached that to Mathugama and left the rest of the whole seat as it was. Well, that was unsatisfactory. Now as it is, each constituency has got about 75,000 people, residents. Votations differ. So they have got the Horana seat, Bandaragama seat, you see. Bandaragama was also like Raigam Coral. Bandaragama, they have added on to some other places, areas from Panadura. And they have, then few villages have been added on to a place called Gulapsingara. Under the circumstances, it's all right. One can never say it is. He really very satisfactory. But under the circumstances,
I was wondering whether it helps any particular party in that area. The LSSP, for instance?
No. It's actually that Horana seat has the SLSP.
It's the SLSP?
Yes. Horana seat, Bandaragama seat can never be taken off the SLSP. Now, Bulak Singh also would have been SLSP. I fought for SLSP. But the Badil Muhammad and other people, when they were in the delimitation commission, they gave it over to the LSSP. Now Mangala Munasinghe is a percentage.
What do you mean, how did they give it over to the LSSP? When you were making an agreement on the no contest fight?
No, when we were 1960
July,
1965, when we were ready for the seats, delimitation, the sort of no contest fight with the LSSP. They gave it to
Mangala
Munasinghe. That was otherwise that would the whole of Raigam Coral would have been entirely in the SNSP. Now of course this and Sathya also comes in. And Panadura and Kanudara is held by Jatana Sathya. It has been held by Jatana Sathya for some time, Dasyagona Madara and Shamyagona Madara.
Who were the people who got together to arrange for these seats?
It's from the on the SLFP side, Mrs. Bandar Nayaka, myself, Ilangaratna, Badudin Muhammad, because he's a Muslim, and Majipal. But later on I got tired of Christian.
Why?
The whole thing. When Badudin Muhammad conspired to hand over this Murasinghana to LSSP and all this, I got tired of sick of it. I was trying to safeguard Raigam Corps. I want to keep that in the hands of the SLFP.
Before that, wasn't there some maneuvering with regard to cabinet posts? They wanted certain number of posts. Were you involved in those negotiations? That's when the coalition was formed.
Yes. That was entirely a matter for the Prime Minister. Yeah. Prime Minister executed with them three portfolios. One was finance, the other was communications or something like that, and the other was public works and posts.
So she had already agreed to that before she approached the cabinet?
Yeah.
So you didn't have any room to say, give them this portfolio, don't give them this?
No. She didn't consult me, because I was not going to, personally I was not going to be affected. I was left complete severely alone with the local government home affairs.
Have you any idea who Mrs. Bandaranaike's helpers were during the negotiations, the actual negotiations?
Mrs. Bandaranaike's?
Assistants were?
Negotiating period?
Yes.
These were the people, this is Ilangaratna, Badri Muhammad, who were continuous about Ilangaratna, Badri Muhammad. And they say Senator Karanagoda was one of them, I don't know. Principally, those were the people.
Maithripala?
Maithripala Senanayake also was there, but he also did not oppose that one.
Was he in
Norelia
then?
Yes.
He was?
He was. I think he was not Norelia at that time.
End of interview with A.P. Jayasurya on the 15th of January 1968.